Fatso Radio. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. Hey everybody, how you doing? How you doing? Welcome to Fatso Radio. This episode of Fatso Radio and every episode of Fatso Radio is brought to you by Volpe Martial Arts. Volpe Martial Arts is KW's hottest, newest Kung Fu and Hapkido school. It's still hot. It's still new. 3 years in. It's amazing. It's an amazing school. My brother, Sifu Adam Volpe, brings you his lifelong passion, lifelong dream, lifelong skill and love of the sport, love of community. 5 days a week. Check it out, VolpeMartialArts.com. Folks, another Friday night, March 18th. Thank you so much. I'm blessed. I'm so lucky. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. If it's your first time, welcome. If it's not your first time, come on, another update. I love you all. Lily, take it away.
Fatso, Fatso, the really great podcast show.
Fatso, the very first podcast show. Yeah. Hey everybody, welcome to Fatso Radio. How you doing? This episode of Fatso Radio and every episode of Fatso Radio is brought to you by Volpe Martial Arts. Volpe Martial Arts is KW's hottest, newest Kung Fu and Hapkido school. That's right, my brother Sifu Adam brings you lifelong passion, lifelong dream to you 5 days a week. Check it out at VolpeMartialArts.com. Okay, folks, a quick episode today. It's been a busy week, like all weeks seems to be, but this week is especially busy because we're packing the house, we're loading the truck up Sunday, and we're moving to Sault Ste. Marie. So it's a big move. We are very, very excited. We are nervous. We are anticipating, we are anxious, we are happy, we're sad, we are full of emotions, mixed emotions as well, of course. I mean, I've been here for 18 years. It's a big move going back to Sault Ste. Marie. It's a big move for my wife and my kids to go to Sault Ste. Marie. It's not back for that for them. It's going back to Sault Ste. Marie for me, but it's not going back there for them. It's very new for them. They visited there a dozen times maybe or less than that over the years. So It's a big change. My kids are looking forward to it, you know, having a new opportunity for make new friends and see their cousins. But also it's sad because they're going to lose or they're going to miss their friends here. And we're going to miss our family here as well. But we're always going to visit. And this is something that this is my second home. I mean, my second home or my first home. You know, it's hard to go back and forth now because hopefully we have the ability now to travel down here and always stay with somebody. We have a ton of people to stay with. And then the same thing in the Sioux. More people, there's more places for them to stay now in the Sioux. And it's nice because hopefully I get to bring my wife's family up north as well. And not bring them up there, but, you know, have them be welcome for a place to stay and a place to relax and recharge and go and do the adventures, you know, and adventure or see the adventures that Sault Ste. Marie has and the North has. So I'm really excited about that. My family's really excited. We're packing, you can't see right now, but there's boxes up to here, folks, up to my sweaty eyes. And it's been a busy day. We're, like I said, packing, we're moving, we're trying to get the kids sorted out and everything. And it's all going well. At the same time, the sale closed today on the new house in Sault Ste. Marie. And then we have this house for a couple more days. So it's working out okay. It's been a busy week as well, just for, you know, the kids staying busy. It's Lent, it's still Lent, folks. So I'm trying my best. I haven't been perfect, but I'm trying my best. I'm getting better again. I'm getting back on track, if that makes sense. You know, it's difficult. It happens. You know, it happens all the time where we fall on, but I'm back on track again, but not 100% still. But it's still a daily battle, if I could say, maybe a battle. Still going with the regular hurdles of life, you know, quick meals or inconvenient meals or convenient meals because it's an inconvenient time. You know, to cook or what have you. But again, planning ahead, having those big meals ready, having the pot roast, having the slow cooker, having just things that are easy to pick up when you're snacky, but also for a proper meal. So that's what I've been doing. It's tough. You know, it's been a hard week because the end is coming. You know, we know we're leaving soon and I have a lot of really good friends here. You know, we have a visit from a couple of good friends the other night. Shout out Christina and Julie. I love you girls. Thank you so much for stopping by. I've been hanging out with my buddy Ray all week, going for coffee, going to the community center. You know, we've been volunteering at the community center for the last couple of weeks now. And I think, you know, Ray and my dad are going to keep it up. And it's been amazing. speaking of my buddy Ray, I just want a big shout out to Ray. I love you, Ray. I don't know if you're watching this or listening to this, but I love you, my brother. You've been an amazing breath of fresh air, where I didn't expect it. You know, I'm happy to go to church with you. I'm happy to go for coffee with you. I'm happy to sit and talk with you. I'm happy, and I'm so grateful that you're such a great listener and just such a great guy. I love you, brother. And you're from Timmins. You're a Northern boy as well. So when you are passing through, or even if you're not passing through, you better come and stop and see me in Sault Ste. Marie. It's been an amazing 4 or 5 months now that I've known you. And I'm blessed. I'm truly, truly blessed because you've brought me closer to church. You didn't bring me to church. You know, I met you at church, but you've been another awesome reason for me to keep on going back to church. You know, there's amazing reasons. I feel great going to church. I see other people and I feel a sense of the community when I go to church. And I have time to reflect and I have spiritual time and I have time to meditate and pray and all of that stuff. And it's a community and I'm really excited about actually getting involved more into the church in Sault Ste. Marie when I get back there. So a couple churches probably, but that's for the next episode when I get there. This episode, another shout out to all my friends, all of my family in Kitchener and Waterloo. I mean, I'm not going to try not to be emotional. It's been an emotional week. You know, we have so many fond memories, not just fond memories though, right? Just memories in general, good times, hard times, really hard times, really, really sad times, really difficult times, really joyous times, really both ends of the spectrum. It's been 18 years. It's been basically half of my life, or just shy of half of my life, a few years shy of half of my life, but around there, you know, I was 22 or 23 years old when I left. I was a couple of years out, Eastern Ontario, closer to Kingston area, Gananoque. And I've been down here in Kitchener for about 18 years. So in Waterloo for a few years as well, but Kitchener, Waterloo for 18 years. And again, all my friends, I can't get everybody, of course, all in one statement, but from all the friends that I've ever met, whether it's BlackBerry, you know, my first job when I came to Waterloo, I came actually to Waterloo. I was still in the casino business. I was in the racetracks casino business. I came here for that. That didn't work out. I found BlackBerry. My brother was there. It was a great research emotion at the time. It was an amazing time. Spent 8 years there. After that, I bounced around a bit. I went back to school, medical lab technician. I worked at Toyota for 6 months. I went to work at a Movati Athletic, an amazing gym with amazing people. Sold gym memberships there for a year. Like I said, I went to school. What after that? I don't know. Got a job at OpenText. Another software company, worked there for a bunch of years, for 3 or 4 years or so, you know, got laid off there through COVID. It's been an amazing ride. And then Canada Post and then the Salami Company. And then now I'm starting a job back when I go to Sault Ste. Marie. I'm super excited about that. Northern Credit Union. I'm so grateful. I'm so happy that I'm starting with them. I'm so grateful for the opportunity, for the connection to the North. I hope that I can serve the North well. Everything that I have, everything that I am, I mean, it was formed up in Sault Ste. Marie, and I'm happy to go back, and I'm excited to go back. I'm nervous to go back. I'm, you know, sometimes I feel like I've, you know, these big shoes to fill, but really I don't. It's really what I make of myself, of course, right? And if I have big shoes to fill, it's only because I want to fill those big shoes, and I do. I want to play an active role in the community. I want to play an active role in my family and my friends, and for all the reasons why I love Sault Ste. Marie for growing up there, are all the reasons why I want to come back. For all the reasons why I'm glad that growing up at a town like Sault Ste. Marie gave me the knowledge and the respect and just the education, the life education that I learned from there, from the family, from school, from everything. And I'm glad to bring my family back and bring my family to Sault Ste. Marie to hopefully they'll experience and hopefully they'll enjoy as much as I did and as much as I hope I will as well. There's so many things to do up north. There's so many things I didn't do when I was young. I didn't do a lot of the outdoor stuff. I did some of them. I didn't do a lot of them, and I'm hoping to do a lot more. I want to take advantage of the winter. I want to take advantage of the ski hills up there, the cross-country skiing, the downhill skiing, snowmobiling, four-wheeling, skiing, or fishing, hunting, whatever. I mean, I don't know what I'll do, but I'm going to try and do it all. And I have cousins and friends all over up there. So if you know, if you see me and you hear me and if you can help me fulfill these things, please let me know. I would love to do it. I, you know, whether it's, we'll go somewhere, we'll rent something, we'll let me know where I can buy something. We'll figure it out. We'll have a good time. Big shout out to all my friends in Kitchener again. It's I've met so many people every time I've been at every job I've ever been to, every single job with no exception, no exception. Every time I go to a new job, I meet wonderful people. I meet wonderful people that have shaped me, really have shaped me, because I've learned from them and they've listened to me and I've listened to them and we've communicated and we've built friendships. Anytime you meet a new person, anytime you build a new friendship, you're learning, you know, and you're sharing love. I mean, a communication is a two-way street and you're not going to have a friendship without that communication. So I thank every place I've ever worked. I literally, from managers to coworkers, to directors, to VPs that I've worked with, everybody in all different levels. It's been a big part of my, it's been my whole life here, you know, other than my family, of course, here. And that's the other thing. I had my two children here. I met my wife here. Met my wife at BlackBerry. There's, you know, there's so many things here that there's so many reasons to remember and love and cherish Kitchener-Waterloo. And I always will. Now, again, I love you all. Thank you. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to see a bunch of people before we leave, but we still have a couple of days. Come and see me. Or we're all just a Skype, a Zoom, here we're on Zoom, Zoom conversation away, and, you know, a text or whatever. So I'm grateful that we have the ability to move all over the world and in Canada and still stay connected through social media and all of that stuff. So a big shout out to everybody. Happy Friday. March 18th already. Close house closed today, and the other house will close. This house will close in a few more days. So a couple more days. Thank you everybody for listening. Thank you so much for watching Fatso Radio. Once I get settled back in the new house, or into the new house rather, and I get my office set up, I'm going to really try and get more into the interviews. I'm going to actually try and go around town and interview local people. I don't know what's going to happen to Fatso Radio. I may change the name. I may not change the name. Let me know what you think. I may go with just Carlo. I may go with Carlo Online. I may go with something to that effect. Let me know what you think. I love Fatso Radio because it has still the intention, the idea, the philosophy, the methodology behind why I think it's healthy to eat fat. But I'm not just talking about fat. I'm not just talking about diet. I'm not just talking about nutrition. So let me know what you think. FatsoRadio@gmail.com. Again, my name is Carlo. It is my pleasure to speak with you every single Friday night, whether you're watching every single Friday or listening every single Friday or not listening to every single Friday. Thanks again. If it's your first time, thank you. If it's not, I appreciate everybody. I appreciate and love each and every one of you. Have a happy Friday, and God bless you all. I love you all. Peace. That's all real. I was going to say thank you. Thank you.
Let's say bye to everybody. Bye. And we'll say thanks for listening. Say thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening.
Bye-bye.
Fatso Radio, the really great podcast show.
Fatso Radio, the really great podcast show.
So get your butt and get in your chair.
Don't eat your nails and don't pull your hair.
We'll talk about chicken or talk about steak.
We'll talk about fat for goodness sake.
Fatso, the really great podcast show.
Fatso,
our very first podcast show.